People of the world, it is time to craft some ham. In the previous Hermitcraft episode, I built up this gigantic factory frontage. It was probably some of the most fun I've ever had building in Minecraft. In fact, that video hasn't even released yet. For me, I'm just so excited to continue building that I've just immediately started up on the server again. Oh, but that reminds me, I was reading through the comments of the first video that I made on this factory where I was laying out the broad strokes, and people were explaining to me how factory chimneys work. Essentially, they're designed like jet engines, where you don't have a lip on the edge of the chimney, you kind of flute them inwards to throw as much smoke as possible, as high as possible. So something like this, the smoke would kind of like trickle out the edges and, you know, you'd get like a big old smog, whereas something like this, which is tapered in at the top, will launch the smoke upwards and outwards. And on top of that, some builders chimed in, and they mentioned that because this lip up here is two blocks in size, it looks pretty big, and it actually makes the chimney and the whole build look small. Like, look, if you look at it, this is a terrible way to do it, but the left side looks taller than the right side, and that's because there isn't something big and chunky up at the top that is drawing your eye upwards. It kind of goes to a vanishing point, so the assumption that your brain makes is, wow, that's really tall. It's the reason that cathedrals and church spires and things like that look so massive, because they all tend to go towards a point. And this right here is a cathedral of industry, one that is about to get significantly bigger. I really should repair my axe at some point. A second fluted chimney. Yes. Okay, this looks significantly better. It looks significantly more real. So now let's keep building. And today is one of my favorite sort of days. It's another broad strokes day. My goal for this Hermitcraft episode is to get the entire structure all fully built. Like the whole thing, including the back. Every element of this build is going to be boxed out and fully constructed. First things first, the base. I've given up on any form of sorting of these resources. Everything's just chest monstering over here. The base of this thing should be pretty simple. We just need to extend this out and then extend out this tough section all the way up to this edge over here. Oh dear, seems like I've completely run out of deep slate. Almost completely run out of deep slate. It turns out I don't actually need that much deep slate to cover this right the way up to the edge. I think we've just about gotten away with this. What do I do in these sorts of situations? I mean, this kind of feels kind of right-ish. I mean, yeah, it looks a little bit awkward over there. It does look a little bit awkward over there, but I think that feels like what a factory would do if it was building up against the landscape. I mean, it's important to remember as well, most of this is probably going to be covered by things coming over the edge. Is that zombie tracking me from all the way over there? What on earth? Next up, we've got all of the tough bits, so they're going to extend all the way back to the mountainside as well. Okay, that should all be fully extended as well. So we're going to do some terraforming in this area at some point, but I think it's still going to match up with the landscape. And yeah, this all looks pretty good to me. Next up on the to-do list, extending out the little white border that goes around the top. And I think this is going to go to about here, because this is where we're going to have something big sticking out the side. Wow, it's amazing how much of a difference this has made already. So here's what I'm roughly thinking. I'm thinking this section here right on the corner is going to be for like liquid outflow pipes, and they're just going to go directly down into the ground. If we take a look at our concept art, I've got a bunch of sort of like fan casings and things in that area, but I think I might push that back a little bit further so that we can put something here in this area that is big and tall that sticks out that then connects into them. Oh, I also need to make sure that I actually go around and do this side as well, or at least do the border. I think that's important. And now the dirt is being connected up to the border. You see that farm, the sugarcane farm or the bamboo farm, is right up to the edge. So I couldn't even do tough if I wanted to. And then over on this side, once again, we're going to have another massive build. So I think I'm just going to cut off the border here. And honestly, when it comes to the dirt out the front, I am not 100% certain what I actually want to do. So there is like this massive area here that is like a slice, and I feel like I should probably wrap the dirt in around and underneath, or at least behind this storage silo. I'm not gonna lie, it's gonna be a bit of a weird landscape for me to create. I'm not entirely sure how I'm going to do it. Maybe something like this. Oh gosh, I don't know. Oh, that feels kind of weird. I think maybe if I put some stone in there, it would look a little bit more realistic. You know what? That actually looks pretty legit. Like, it's, we could probably take this edge off. That's better. Yeah. Okay, that looks good. So our factory base is now done. It's all integrated into the landscape. So now let's move on to the brick section. And genuinely, I think I've come up with a life hack for my brain here. Right, with this whole method of doing the broad strokes first and then adding the details and doing them in two completely separate sections. Because I think what happens is when I'm doing the broad strokes, I'm thinking to myself, there's no pressure. All I'm doing is the broad strokes. I'm just getting the absolute basics in. So I can't really mess it up. If it looks bad, it's because I haven't got the details yet and it can always change. And then when I'm adding in the details, I'm thinking, oh, I'm not really stressed because I've already got the broad strokes in place and they look pretty good. So now I just have to modify what I already have, and that's easy. Okay, the bricks on this side are all in. The bricks on this side are all in, and I've covered the entire top section with tuff now. Now I have to have a serious think about what is going to be going on in here and what's going to be going on the other side. Pipes and fan casings. So I'm thinking we have two enormous pipes coming out the side of this, going down into here, and then popping out of the tuff section, and then going down into a box down there, and then going down into the ground. And maybe just for fun, I'll build some outflow pipes somewhere over here, or even just hundreds of blocks away in the ocean, and then someone could just stumble across and be like, what on earth are these? But they're technically connected to my factory. So yeah, I guess it goes without saying, I absolutely love this idea. If this wasn't on such an awkward angle, it would be so cool if we could have like a conveyor belt that is dropping out the waste from the factory. But I like, this landscape just doesn't lend itself to being able to put any builds down here. Oh, but that's a thought. That is a thought. We could have that on this side. Like, we could always have it dropping all of the waste products from the factory into just like a hole. I mean, if those aren't the perfect actions of a gigantic megacorp, I don't know what is. I've started placing the blocks for our back section. I'm thinking we'll do the sort of faded white colors. Right, everything is getting covered up. It is so hard to judge. Concrete especially. I mean, look how void of texture concrete is. You almost can't tell where this concrete ends and that concrete. You literally can't. You literally can't. So texturing big areas of concrete makes a big difference. Oh gosh, I'm out the stuff. Regardless, let's have a quick look. Okay, looks weird. I will admit that. It does look weird. These bricks need to extend over the back for sure. And don't forget, there's going to be huge pipes here. Should we actually template those out? Because the pipes are going to be big. I would definitely consider these to be a broad stroke as opposed to a detail. Right, how tall do we want this to be? So this is here. Does that feel right? I don't want it to be any taller than the sign. So I feel like, just as a gut estimate, I think this is probably about right. I've just placed in all the stuff for the front side. Let's see. Yeah, I would say that is probably about perfect. Yeah. Now, I'm not entirely sure what sort of color I want these to be. I don't know if I want them to be oxidized or if I want them to stay coppery. I guess, again, just taking a guess here, I think partly weathered would be nice. I don't want them to be fully oxidized because I think that will compete with the sign a little bit too much. And that is not ideal. Now, I do think these things should be cuffed a little bit, so we'll have tuff wrapping around each of the edges. So right now, if I'm just looking into the future, I'm imagining a little ledge up along here with some various different units and electrical bits, and maybe some securing stuff for the pipe, and also a few extra kind of trapdoors and ridges to this pipe. Oh, by the way, our kelp farm has been running for quite some time and it has fueled up our furnaces so incredibly well. So this little setup is working perfectly. We currently have no need for our emergency bamboo, which is fantastic. And it means that I get infinite free smelting. From a logic standpoint, does it make sense if we broke up these massive pipes into four smaller pipes coming out the side here? I just feel like it could look a bit bulky. I'm just thinking that it just feels like there'd be so much pressure in those smaller pipes. You know, it almost feels like it should be four small pipes up here and then two small ones down there, but I don't think that would look good. Unless we have it that the pipes are coming up from down here and then going into the sides of the chimneys. I'm thinking about this way too much, aren't I? I stood there for 10 minutes thinking about pipes. I'm going to come back to it. For now, we need to finish this off. So this is just going to be one big fan with lots of other fans or ventilation bits, and it's going to be covered with iron bars. And all of our brickwork up at the top here is going to extend backwards. And I've got another big question that I need to answer for myself. Am I going to have four chimneys? That is...
Yeah, that is a big one.
I like the two chimneys, but equally, the factory that this is based on, Battersea Power Station, which, by the way, is in central London, not on the outskirts of London. Oh my goodness, I got a lot of angry messages about that. It's just, you know, as someone who doesn't live in London, it's on the other side of the Thames. I don't know. The Battersea Power Station has four gigantic chimneys. And I do think the chimneys will look good. I do think the quad chimney will look good. And I think the two back chimneys should probably be a little bit bigger. I mean, already this build looks substantially larger now. I have to do this every single time I go to sleep. I should really just get the interior of my house sorted so that I can just go to bed. And one thing that I have realized is that our tough layer needs to increase in height because of this farm. Again, that's a problem that I'm going to address in a little bit. I just keep pushing problems off. Thing is, I haven't quite worked out what structure I'm going to do on this side to cover up this farm, so it may not end up presenting as an issue. Anyway, this is the outline of our second chimney. Ugh, no, okay, they look way too close. So I've increased the gap from 3 blocks to 7 blocks between them, and I imagine this will look better, but it does make the build significantly bigger. I mean, they still feel pretty close, but I guess we can't really get any further apart than that. And if I imagine them going just slightly higher than the other chimneys, they'll kind of go up to, yeah, around about here-ish. I think that could end up looking pretty cool. So let's get to work on building them. First things first, need to buy a bunch of birch wood. I definitely need way more than this, don't I? 24 stacks of sand gets me 6 stacks of wood. It's finally happening. Here we go. The chimney is going up. This is a big moment. Sometimes Kubo, my dog, sits next to me while I'm recording, and whenever I say something, he just looks at me longingly. And it makes me wonder what he's thinking I'm doing. So from his perspective, what's happening here? What's happening, bud? No, seriously, what is happening? So what is happening? What do I do with my life? If I actually think about it too much, that like this was on my to-do list today, is to build this factory in Minecraft, the video game. That is my urgent job that needs doing. So this chimney section is currently 1 block smaller than this section. If I now bump it up by 2 blocks, it'll be 1 block taller. Is that how much you want to expand each level by? Just by 1 block. So 1 block taller, 1 block taller, 1 block taller, which means the chimney will be 3 blocks taller. Or do we want to go 2 blocks taller per segment? And then it'll be 6 blocks taller in the end. I think 6 blocks will probably be noticeable from a distance, more noticeable than 3 blocks. Oof, okay. They are stacking up a little bit, which then beggars the question, do we build the back chimney out of different blocks than we built these front chimneys out of? So that we don't get this situation here where you can't really differentiate the two sets of chimneys. So it would go from stripped oak wood, then to probably birch wood planks, and then to stripped birch wood out the back. It could look good. I am paying absolutely brutal quantities of sand at the minute. I am so incredibly curious how this looks. It could look totally wrong. That is... Oh, I don't know how to feel. This might be a we need the whole chimney sort of job. Oof. Yeah, I guess this is why we're doing things in broad strokes, right? It's so that we can get these details worked out so that when it comes to properly building, we'll be flying through it. So I've got the front edge of the birch section in, and I think I've decided that I'm actually going to go from oak through to strip birch and then to sandstone. I think this segment needs to be even bigger, maybe just by 1 block. So I increased the height of that, and I've added in all of the sandstone now, or at least all of the viewable sandstone. And I would say this feels about right. Now I'm going to look at it for the first time. Yes. Yeah. Okay. I would say they stack up well. It is clear that the back chimney is bigger. I like the differentiation of color. I do think it's like quite a strong transition. But again, I think once we start adding texture and things, it will all get a little bit smoother. And I think things will start to look correct. Yeah, this is looking good. I'm almost wondering if we bump up some of this up here. Like maybe if we added some steps to this part. Okay, I'm getting carried away. Let's continue building up the chimneys. So this is big chimney number one completed. Now I'm purchasing yet more wood. 24 stacks of sand. And 24 stacks of sand. But I suppose that is the price that one has to pay
to have two massive chimneys. I mean, look at these things.
I feel so incredibly high up when I'm up there. I mean, look how long it takes for me to fly down towards the ground.
Wow, okay. Yes, this was a good decision. To add the four chimneys, it makes the whole factory look significantly more substantial, and also changing the block colours has helped so much to keep these things separate from one another. Even when the colours stack up, like in this situation here, you can clearly see that there's levels to it.
This has turned out awesome. Okay, let's continue the build.
The clay farm cover.
This thing has got to come up to almost the height of the bottom of our chimney. In fact, yeah, no, it literally is. It is the ground level that this chimney has to be placed on, which makes me think maybe we increase the height of these collars just a little bit. So maybe we add like an extra two blocks on each side. Anyway, in terms of builds, yeah, I definitely like the idea of there being the waste removal section of the factory off in this space. And I personally think it should be made out of mangrove. So we'll start with mangrove planks, and then we will gradient our way up to mangrove stripped logs. And this is actually going to be quite big. Probably getting to the point now where I want to switch over to stripped logs. So let's start adding in a bit of a wave here.
Right, straight away, scale-wise, how is this feeling?
How is this? It's big.
It's really big.
Oh yeah, that's pretty noticeable. All right, the other option is that I chop it down quite significantly and then get this to fit within the footprint of this. I think that is potentially the move because this is so overpowering. Also, mangrove's quite saturated.
Yes, I would say this is better.
With things going down the side here and this having detail on it, like ridges and things, I think it will work.
Right, let's get some extra turf blocks on the bottom of the chimney, and let's just see how it feels if I increase the height of this section.
Okay, it does feel like a tiny bit of an afterthought, but I think there's something extra we can do here, which is also beef it up a little bit. Then if I just extend this mangrove over the top, which for the sake of this experiment, this is probably big enough. Now we are left with something that looks a little bit like this. It's interesting.
It's interesting because I don't entirely know how to feel about it. It's one of those things that I think will eventually work, but maybe looks a little bit clunky right now.
But remember, my original broad strokes pass of this factory looked like an old lady who'd fallen into a bin, so I'd say there's hope for it ending up looking cool.
Maybe. Potentially. I've finished the outline, and honestly, I am unsure how to feel about the whole thing.
I extended the edge of our factory a little bit further. I've put in the blocks at the bottom. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
I honestly think what it needs is something taller here. Like, in this gap, I need to make sure whatever I put in this space extends slightly higher than this. And that way, I think we will lose this sort of staircase feeling that we're getting from this side of the build.
Like, maybe I could have a set of, like, smaller chimneys on this. Almost like pressure relief chimneys. They will just be one block wide.
You could argue that this could be a form of detail, but right now, I'm just making sure that I'm not completely messing something up.
Right, so I've got our three chimneys of varying different heights.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely done something. I do think once we attach these and then add some texture to the chimneys and obviously have smoke coming out the top of the chimneys, I actually think we're onto something.
And it actually looks pretty cool from this side as well.
Right, so now we have to fill in all of the blocks for our tough roof. And yeah, I am clearing the clay here.
Okay, the difference in height for everywhere else on the build looks pants.
So I think we might actually have to go back again, get rid of this, and do something different.
Right?
Okay, for the, like, 15th time, I think it is fixed, and I think it looks cool-ish.
So now this no longer needs to be lifted, which means we can drop everything back down. I can pull this tuff down to a certain level, just making sure that I'm clearing the clay farm. And that should just about do us. Okay, we are getting there.
We are very close to having a solid build. Like, this is almost a build.
You can now view this thing from more than one angle, sort of.
I mean, there's still lots of holes in it, but look.
Look, the top is a thing. This side is a thing that I'm still not 100% certain on, but it is a thing. I'm fairly certain all of these diamonds in here are mine. I had 2 stacks of diamonds in this ender chest the other day. For the time being, I've placed a placeholder in this giant fan casing here, so that blocks that off. I think these granite blocks are the only blocks left. And then we'll have a whole build. And we'll have a complete build. Oh yeah, there is the hole in the middle. Okay, so this bit here, and then the hole in the middle, and then we will have a complete build. Oh gosh, I have done 0 lighting in here. Absolutely none. I can solve that. I can solve that soon.
I might not solve that soon.
The final blocks are going in. And our factory is now a structure. There's not an angle that you can look at with this thing that isn't solid. Look! It's a build! It's actually a build! It has a back! I mean, don't get me wrong, I strategically placed the factory so I didn't have to do much of a back, but look, that's a back! There we go! Look at this! Look, it all kind of wraps around the mountain quite nicely. This section is still, I don't know. I think that's one that will massively benefit from the details and bits, but look at this thing. The chimneys look amazing. The front section obviously still looks super cool. We have ourselves a gigantic mega factory. And I've built it in a week. I actually managed to stick to my promise of getting this thing built by the end of the week. It is built. It is here. It looks so cool from the town. This is probably one of my favorite angles of it. I think it fits in so nicely. I am so happy. I'm really happy because I was so scared going into this that I wouldn't know how to do a mega build anymore because I've been focusing on the small stuff. But honestly, a mega build with detail, it's pretty similar to a small build with detail. I know this sounds silly, but my main sticking point for building is thinking of the details. And the detail density stays pretty similar. Look, this build is smaller, but it has loads of details. This build is bigger, but you couldn't have that much detail on a build this big, so the details just get bigger. So my sticking point of thinking of details is exactly the same. And thus, it's actually not that hard for me to build big stuff. I actually can't wait to add in all the details. I cannot wait to finish this thing off. And that is going to be coming soon. It's going to be coming very, very soon. I hope that you've enjoyed the Sandwich Craft episode. It's been a ton of fun, and I will catch you in the next one. See ya!